Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Am I the jerk for rolling my eyes at my boyfriend's proposal because it took 25 years of me begging? Now, this was originally posted on December 17th, 2023. Yesterday, after dinner, my boyfriend of 30 years, who is 53 years old, proposed to me, a 52-year-old woman. He just walked towards me, holding a box, and said to open it. It was a ring, and I'd pictured this moment a million different times, but never thought I'd be so apathetic. My boyfriend then said that he was retired now and wants to kick back and enjoy life with me and would love to do it all with me as his wife. A nice speech and all, but from the 5-year mark of our relationship onwards, I've been making clear my deep desire to marry and was consistently dismissed, given empty promises, even gaslit. We'd been through the gamut with therapy, and one counselor implied that me telling him we needed to go to therapy and getting his butt on the couch still means nothing if his mind has been made up. I was in denial about the fact that he was just giving me the false illusion of progress to stall. My boyfriend and I have 4 kids. The oldest 3 are adults, while the youngest is a 15-year-old girl. She was sleeping over elsewhere when this all went down. All of our kids went to a private school filled with typical southern soccer parents. I had to endure PTA mum's jabs about me not sharing a last name with my kids. Pre-teen years were hell because the other kids would taunt my kids by saying, "Your dad would rather sin and go to hell than marry your mum." My boyfriend's mum would tell him that marriage would be selfish on my part. It's just a piece of paper. My boyfriend ended up rising up the ranks until he became an executive. I was a stay-at-home mum, so I felt like there was always a power imbalance, exasperated by the fact that I could be tossed at any time. I partly did stay because I wanted my kids to have the best life, and because I felt lucky and proud to be partnered with such an intelligent, successful man, but also because I loved him. These past few years, my boyfriend's career has taken a downturn. He will never be poor, but the company he was part of took a nosedive during 2020, and he had made enemies out of associates and board members. He decided to step back from his role and take the generous severance agreed upon. Now he is living off his investments and wants to relax. I did not like how his career ended and how he treated people, and had been deciding whether I wanted to leave and find somebody else after our youngest turns 18. So the proposal was a shock, because I should hope that he noticed I've avoided conversations about the future as of late. He rattles on about downsizing our house so we can travel and also cut back on our other expenses, but we're not married, so it's all his money and house anyway. He did notice my eye roll and was offended. He asked what's wrong, and I said that suddenly, now that he's downsizing, I'm good enough to marry? He got mad and said that now that he's downsizing and no longer an executive, I suddenly think our relationship is disrespectful, and started implying I was a gold digger. I was so angry I walked out and said I might just go out looking for a respectful relationship because I don't know what respect is anymore. So, am I the jerk? Alright, let's get into some comments. Somebody said, "Actually, OP, you are the jerk here. Why did you beg for 25 years instead of proposing yourself after 1 year? OP replies, "He said that if I tried to strong arm him into marriage, whether by changing my last name after our kids were born or any proposal stunts, he'd be tempted to rethink this relationship." Someone else asked, "If you were begging for him to propose, why did you stay for 25 years? Because I was a stay-at-home mum of many kids, and he was this big executive, so I felt if I offended him in any way, he'd use his influence to screw me in a custody battle or otherwise make my life miserable." And finally, someone else says, "He called you a gold digger. You've been with him for a quarter century without ownership in anything, and he called you a gold digger?" Yeah, that's a good point. But they continue, "Everyone sucks here. Him for not committing to you, but having 4 kids with you, and you for staying with him and having 4 kids with him. Marry him at least so you get equity in your home. He should have put your name on the deed." Opie replies, "Yes, because if I were a gold digger, I would have smiled and said yes with intent to divorce him. Instead, I said no, but he's just mad about the eye roll.
Yeah, I think I can get behind the everyone sucks here argument, to be honest. I do feel like this guy clearly is not coming across very well, and it is strange that after all this length of time, where he knows that you do really want to get married and you've been so loyal to him during all of this, only now is he proposing to you. But I do agree. I think also you could have done a lot more here. You're kind of, I don't want to say it, but like guilt tripping us a little bit into making us feel really bad for you, us the reader. I think you're also semi-victimizing yourself a little bit. It's not as if you were completely like controlled by him and had to do exactly what he said at all times, or you risked everything. I don't think that's true. Like, you are in this relationship as much as he is. They're your kids as well, as much as they're his, obviously. And you're the one that's with them the majority of the time. You know, you're the stay-at-home mum. It would be very unlikely, I think, that if you were to split up, you wouldn't be able to have a good chunk of time with the kids. If anything, I think you'd probably get primary custody. I'm not sure, we don't know this, but I do feel like you're kind of saying, oh, there was nothing I could do. Well, there was things you could do. And again, maybe it's easy to say now, looking back in hindsight, but I do agree with the last comment. Like, it was kind of your choice that you stayed with him and then had four kids with him, and now you're unhappy about it, the fact that he was never going to propose to you and didn't ever seem to. I don't know, maybe I'm being too harsh, but I think I agree with that. Anyway, get your comments in down below. But 9 days later, on December the 18th, we got the first update. At the time of my original post, my boyfriend and I had not spoken since the engagement fight. I've been with him long enough to know that when he goes and closes the bedroom door before I get in, that's a signal that I should sleep in one of the guest rooms. So I did that. However, this morning I broke the ice. I told him about how dismissed I felt over the years. I also said that we are both in our 50s, and these last few years have taught us that people at work who kiss the ground you walk on one day can easily turn on you the next. True partners in life are valuable and hard to find, so I wished he'd treat me like I'm valued. Instead, he treats me like he thinks prettier, better, and just as loving is always around the corner. I apologize for the eye roll, but told him that if he wants marriage, I want a quick, committed timeline and genuine happiness from him to be marrying me. I don't need a big party. He listened to me and finally asked if this was about the money / security. He told me that being an executive's girlfriend required things of me, but if I wanted to work, I could have. He said he doesn't think I'm grateful enough for the position in society I was in due to his career, but that he's not mad about the eye roll. He said he didn't succeed by being that sensitive. He went on to say I was not his prisoner, so I can leave at any time, but to remember that he won't tolerate being made my prisoner either via manipulation. He said that for what it's worth, the engagement ring is mine and I could do whatever I wanted with it. He will also not be accused of not providing for his daughter, so be assured that he won't shirk child support, but that he felt what I said before was emotional blackmail. So, he no longer wants to go forward with marrying, but says if I'd like to travel with him, that's fine. Him traveling is non-negotiable, and so if I wanted to get a job, it would have to be a remote job. It was a sad conversation, and I spent a few hours alone after that. I felt I had nothing to lose, so I just asked him if he would support me getting an associate's, but that most associates for technical careers were in person. He then dropped the bombshell that if I wasn't traveling with him, he wasn't going to go those periods without sex. I was astounded by his callousness, because he's back to take it or leave it. We fought again with me saying we're all feeling the effects of age. I've supported him through health issues, and if he thinks he can just find somebody who has that loyalty I've shown him, he's wrong. At this point, I'm looking for ways out. I can't say I haven't been tempted to say I'll travel with him and try and get a remote job, but also realize how resentful I am that he continues to need to have the power in the relationship. I don't think I'll ever know my value truly, but something is telling me there has to be better out there, at least in a partner. Alright, now OP has added a little update here. Last update from me for a while, she says. I've decided to start sending in applications for work from home jobs, such as social media manager, operations assistant, and bookkeeper, as soon as I can get a resume together. I've downloaded templates online, and I'm looking into Displaced Homemaker programs. There are some resume tip websites that are saying they have helped homemakers land $60,000 jobs, and I'm going to work hard on my resume. I hope that when they see my earnestness in the interview, they would be moved to take a chance on me instead of saying that a white-collar job is too much for me to ask for when I'm willing to work hard. I feel that after running a household, that these operations and administration jobs, as well as social media management jobs, since I've done the photography for my family and friends, would be within my scope of experience.
I hope my comments have not come off as spoiled or out of touch. I apologize if that has offended anyone. What I was trying to say is that I want to be able to rent a studio or a one bedroom in a semi-safe neighborhood. And I've heard that new grads are able to make $45,000 to $50,000 a year, semi-remote, in business administration or marketing, and then hit $70,000 to $80,000 in around 5 years. And I hope that if I show my intent to get a certification in those fields, that employers would give me this opportunity for me to rise up the ranks. I just need somebody to take a chance on me and let me prove that I'm a hard worker. I'm not above applying to the big box retailers and such, but the people who work there seem to be all teens or else adults with dubious criminal pasts. So for the sake of my safety, as well as the promotion opportunities available with desk jobs, I would like to explore all my options. I will not sell the ring as of right now, out of respect for my partner. However, if he shows me any more displays of disrespect, I will sell the ring. I will, however, do everything I can to prevent myself from falling into poverty, and if that means seeing a lawyer, I will do so. But in my opinion, new grads don't have that much more experience and are much less invested in a job, so they can pick up and leave at any time. So I feel I'd be a more reliable hire. All right, now I've picked out a couple of points that OP has said in the comments down below that I think are worth reading. First of all, her thoughts on the lack of communication in the relationship and taking advantages of her boyfriend. She says, "I hope he also stops blaming me for whenever life doesn't rain gold appreciation down onto him. I hope that if he does try to find somebody else to have sex with, because again, he said that he will not abstain from sex if I'm at home and he's traveling, that he doesn't blame me for when he doesn't find somebody who will care and love him as I have done, when he goes looking for better and doesn't find it." And then her thoughts on not taking steps in her life to make earnings for herself without having to depend on her boyfriend. Now this, I think, is quite important. I understand, and I'm mostly numb to the harsh words from a large amount of the comments. Now, these comments are pretty much saying the same thing I sort of said after the initial post. Could you not have done something yourself? You can't fully rely on this person, you know. You're kind of acting like the victim a little bit. Now, I get it. She's a stay-at-home mum, and that's an amazing thing to do, but I don't know. There's a lot of complaints going on when, in theory, you probably do have the money to get some sort of childcare and you to go and get a job. And did you have to wait till this late on for you to have the conversation about getting a job with your boyfriend? I'm not entirely sure. She continues, "I was hoping that if a part-time job would take me on, I'd be able to get myself an apartment and a reliable source of transportation so I could start afresh. If not, I want to look into certificate programs or non-profits that help mums first get a certificate and then get a job. I don't know what remote jobs are like, but if there's remote part-time jobs that don't pay much but allow me to work from home so I can set up my new life, I'd love to do that. I know a cousin in her 30s who is a mum that works part-time but makes about $30 an hour, but I know she has an accounting degree. Her setup is great and hopefully she can give me pointers because I know she networked her way into that job too. Overall, I know I have a lot to figure out." Okay, I guess at this stage, OP's made it pretty clear that she's not keen on this relationship continuing any further, or at the very least, she is going to try her hardest to get a part-time job of some sort, which I fully respect. And I agree. I hope that she should be able to show her work ethic and her passion, despite her lack of career experience, to get a decent job. Just because she's a little bit older does not mean that she shouldn't have the same opportunities as a younger person. And also, everyone knows the workforce general age is getting older. So yeah, I mean, she's still got a lot of potential years to be working a proper career. So I say good luck to her. Now let's see what happens next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay then, on to update two now. This is posted about a month after the first update on January 26th, 2024. It's been over a month since I last posted, and my life has changed drastically. For those who didn't see my previous posts, my boyfriend of 30 years proposed after I'd begged him for 25 years, and I had rolled my eyes as it took him that long and not being an executive anymore.
In response, he retracted the proposal. Now, I really wish this update could have been positive, but I'm not doing well. What remains, though, is hope. Hope in the kindness of others. My grown kids, employers, courts, even my kid's dad. Hope in the value of love that I've given so freely to my kid's dad. Because I was raised to believe that even those who don't appreciate the love I've given them will eventually self-actualize and pay it back. Here is what happened since. Since my kid's dad accused me of trying to keep him an emotional prisoner, I tried to show him that I valued his freedom. I gave him his space, and I showed that I could live life without trapping him. I started doing that right after our discussion. But his reaction was anger. After our talk, he started glaring and picking fights over everything. The speed at which I did housework, my spending within his allowance, and cut it to nearly zero. He asked for the ring back during an argument. I took the comments to my post to heart. In particular, advice telling me that if badgered, I should refuse to leave the house. Just a few days after our conversation about the engagement, he picked a fight and accused me of ignoring him. He said he wanted me out. I said no, I deserve to be here. He responded by having a lawyer send me a notice telling me to vacate that day. It happened so quickly, I was too shocked to react. This is making me thinking, guys, that maybe I've been too harsh on this lady. Maybe I have been. And maybe, actually, everything that she's been saying so far is completely fair. Hold my hands up if I got this wrong, but let's see what happens. My kids were torn between dad's bluffing and try to leave, but now he's filed to evict. It's up to the courts now. I tried looking for legal aid, but the person I talked to was cold and implied that my status as a mum and partner won't protect me from eviction. I've tried sending out applications for office jobs, but was told by friends to be kind to myself because if one rejection comes, something better will come along. My adult kids suggested I apply for SNAP, food stamps, and I haven't out of shame. They said if I do, and dad and I no longer live together, the government will help me collect child support. My grown kids said they can't risk upsetting dad. My oldest told me a gas station was hiring night shifts, and he'd tried to help once he graduated. Just when I decided to just be grateful for the job, they rejected me after an interview where I feel I spoke well. That hurt. But I keep having hope because every day there are new remote and non-remote jobs posted, saying they'll train the right candidate. By the way, it's worth mentioning, guys, if you're not watching this, if you're listening to this, that every time OP has written dad, it's now in inverted commas. I'm applying to every corporation, it seems, with hope that one of them will take a chance on me. Give me an interview that I will ace. See me for somebody pulling herself up. I know my boyfriend wants me to beg, but I don't know if that would make him drop the suit. I just don't know anymore. I'm in my corner of the house, trying to keep things normal and applying like it's a job. I don't know what else to say, but that ends my update for now. I maintain hope and dignity. Oh my goodness me, right. Suddenly, out of nowhere, things have got increasingly more tough for OP. I didn't really expect this. I thought she'd be okay. But anyway, here are some relevant comments. Someone said below this, I'm so sorry you're going through this, OP. Have you thought about applying for a trade apprenticeship? I don't know the details of your circumstances or skills, but I wanted you to have another option to consider. OP replies, my skills of competency are mostly around marketing and maybe something like investor relations, which my boyfriend's sister was in for around 8 years before she got married and changed to another role. I love creating beautiful imaging and speaking to people, even if they're strangers. I know it doesn't come off that way because I've been through a lot emotionally lately. I don't think I'd be a personality fit around tradespeople. We would likely have nothing in common, ever, and they run the gamut in terms of background that make them choose trades over an office job that climbs the corporate ladder. Then OP was asked about getting legal advice and how she was served by her ex. No, I was actually served by a sheriff, she says. My son looked the sheriff up and confirmed he is legitimate. A friend of his, whose dad works in the courts, the friend does not know my husband, says he knows the sheriff, and he's been used by his own company to serve stuff when they sued. It was a 30-day notice. I told him I wasn't going to leave. The day after the 30-day notice expired, he filed for eviction, and I was soon served. Unless they got an identical twin of the sheriff to impersonate him, then this is real. I gave legal aid the papers, and they said it's real. And then finally, here are OP's comments on her education and work experience. I did not go to college, but I have done a lot of freelance marketing, doing stuff for family and friends' social medias, and editing family pictures, plus promoting school fundraisers. I'd love to get a certification if I had the funds, but when I'm entry level, I just want to put my nose to the grindstone and work to show my potential. Okay, let's move straight on now to the final update of this story so far. This was posted at the time of recording just 1 week ago on March the 6th, 2024. That's 1.5 months after this all started, after OP first posted her first post on Reddit. The unconscionable happened. A judge is letting my ex-boyfriend evict me. A judge who is supposed to uphold the laws of fairness, morality, and for years I assumed kindness, found in favor of my ex-boyfriend. My head is spinning. I've not found a job yet, and I did everything right. I applied to hundreds upon hundreds of marketing jobs online. I've gotten 3 responses, but those responses asked me to download communication apps to do the interview, and their instructions are so hard to understand. I don't do well with non-concrete directions, so I got too aggravated to respond. However, at this point, I'm desperate enough to interview even there. I've taken the advice to apply to non-marketing jobs. My older daughter wrote me a resume for an office assistant job for a church that only offered 8 to 10 hours a week at only $2 over minimum wage. I got called for an interview, and the pastor of all people seemed disappointed after seeing me and greeted me with a different tone than he greeted the next applicant who came in, a woman in her mid-20s. Horrible behavior from a mid-30s man. He even called me ma'am in this apprehensive tone, or ma'am for you Americans. I did not get the job, but I feel bad for whoever does. I only have a few days before a sheriff arrives. I called my kids for help. My legal aid attorney predicted I'd only get visitation until I have a stable place, and child support would likely be enough to only partially pay for motel living, so I needed to quickly get a job. How can the world treat a mum like this? My adult kids arranged to meet me and told me there's a reason even their grandma called my ex an alley cat. They offered to sneak food from dining halls when I visit and lend me clothes for interviews, but said their dad laid down the law with regards to sending money and they will not be sending me any. And that when they get jobs of their own, they will also be prioritizing their own savings, and I should not expect any money, and that it's not my fault, but at some point, the shows of fickle affection they've seen during their childhood, where they face bullying and watch people like me who are kind be scorned, jaded them. And in all that instability, accomplishments and money were the only constants, and that has made them emotionally apathetic, but that it's hard to fix because it goes hand in hand with the overactive having sense of self-preservation they've acquired. They blame it on watching how self-preservation got their dad far and how the lack of it crushed others. I can't actually quite believe that paragraph. Is that incredibly introspective, or is it just weirdly arrogant and just a general excuse to not help out your own mother who looked after you and raised you? I don't know what I've just read. Comment down below. What do you think about that? I was able to sell the few things that my ex did not bother to claw away from me. I have enough to book a room at a motel for about a week, but then I don't know. I asked my newly 16-year-old if she'd want to stay with me when I get a motel room. She started crying and begging her dad to let me stay. I will fight for custody with every ounce of strength I have. But I'm guessing her siblings are telling her to enlist self-preservation and stay with her dad. I understand. I do. But she still needs her mum. I'm in contact with a shelter. Hopefully I can find somebody who will fight for me to get housing, but I don't know what my future holds. Now, really tellingly, someone has commented down below. You have no job or home. Why would you be granted custody? OP replies, I'm working on finding a stable place for me and my daughter. So there we go. That is the end of that one. And I'm not going to lie, I am completely unsure as to how to feel about this. One part of me, perhaps like the, you know, the small, kind, sympathetic part. Yes, it does exist. Is thinking, you know, this is really sad. This is a terrible situation. This woman has been in a kind of a bad situation for a long period of time. In her marriage, or lack thereof, of course, and in her family home, and now she's being really mistreated and probably has been really for years by her boyfriend. And obviously this has all stemmed from a little thing of not being married, but or not getting married, but I think that tells a bigger picture. But then the part of me is also thinking to myself, some of the stuff that she is saying is actually like horrible, and I don't really feel that sorry for her at all. What is she talking about with like tradespeople and not being able to interact with them because of their different interests and backgrounds and stuff? That's just not like that nice a thing to say. And I'm also just not entirely sure if we're not just getting one massive side of the story that's been exaggerated or whatever. And in reality, really, there's a lot more going on here. Obviously, we don't know this because we're only getting this woman's side of the story. But I'd love to hear directly from her three older kids, because I just do not believe that they would say stuff like that. That's so disparaging against themselves. Again, get your comments in about that paragraph in particular. I found that so weird. And I would love to hear from their dad as well. We're just seeing him painted out to be a terrible person. But who knows? He might be a good guy. He was just, you know, now not getting on as well with his girlfriend. It's really hard to know. It's really hard. So I'm conflicted. I don't want to be too harsh on this woman. But, and I also, she could also just be in a really terrible spot. I mean, literally she is. But why is the point we're trying to work out? And I don't know. And I need you guys to come in and help. Shine some light. Give me your thoughts down below. I think this is going to be a pretty split comment section. So, you know, if you're still watching, still listening, get your comments in. Have a look through. See what you agree with. See what you disagree with. I'll be in the comments immediately after I post this one. That's for sure. Just reading through the comments on Reddit, a lot of people are saying, I'm sorry, I just don't believe it. Also, I feel really bad for OP, but that her general viewpoint is very naive. I don't know where I lie. It's a confusing one. It really, really is. You could also say that, you know, you feel bad because having a traditional lifestyle with no protection at all is terrifying, and she's in that role. But then she does seem like she's really privileged and comes from a place of privilege, but then also looks down on other people. I don't know. I'm waffling here. You guys know what I mean, though. Get in the comments. Help me out, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.